Blog Talk Radio.
Out of 31 flavors, baby, you make 32. Let me scoop that on my comb, let me show you what it do. Open wide up, sesame. Open wide up, sesame. Out of 32 flavors.
You feed a scoop, I feed a cone. You feed a queen, I feed a throne. You feed a rat, I feed a saddle, baby. You feed a spoon, I feed a stir, you crazy. Be the power of the tea for the pleasure.
And I'm in your ear. It's like it just comes out like
fly. Have you ever met a random person deep divers in the most peculiar place and you're like, oh my gosh, I swear I know you from somewhere. Then they're like, no, you don't. Then you're like, yes, I do. Then they're like, no, you don't. Then you're like, yes, I really do, though. Then you realize, actually, you don't. But you're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. This feels so good. It feels so right. We're doing a little samba together, like I know you. And then both of you have to part your ways, and you're like, no! Yeah, deep divers, you just met your soulmate. How does it feel? Amazing, Ralph. I just wish it would last a bit longer. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again, beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature, baby. We got the sun beaming through deep divers, we got beautiful blue skies. I'm just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. We got the cat down the road over there. We got lovebirds everywhere. And deep divers, I am sending you tons of good ass love energy today. Because the world could use more love, right? Yeah. Take that, take that, take that. Deep divers, have you been looking high and low for your soulmate? You're like, Ralph, where are they? How to spot your true soulmate, deep divers. I was doing the Instagram live and a beautiful lady called in. She's like, Ralph, I love your videos, but how can I find my true soulmate? Like, how can I know it's them? So that's what we're going to dive into. Deep divers. Right now, a lot of people are afraid of even touching anybody. I'm here to tell you, let love guide you, not fear. Okay? You're going to be okay. You're going to be all right. Okay? And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? So I came to bring the sun, deep divers. I am the sun, deep divers. I'm sending you tons of sunshine, okay? So let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Spot my true soulmate. I always say love is what you need. And right now, a lot of people are in quarantine right now on the planet. A lot of people are fearful. And we have to remind ourselves, deep divers, the only hope we all have right now is to embrace the love vibration. What? Slow motion this side. Now let's talk about soulmates. How did I find my soulmate or soulmates, okay? Realize this, deep divers, instead of searching for your soulmate, start searching for your own soul. Mate? What? Slow motion this side. You see, a lot of people are searching for the perfect person without being the perfect person themselves. In ancient Egypt, or Kemet, on every temple it said, know thyself. Even the oracle in the Matrix told Neo to know thyself, okay? When I started to know who I truly was, deep divers, then I found my soulmate, my soul. Okay, it has to start with you, because deep divers, the greatest relationship you can have is with yourself. Start finding your own soul. Take off your shoes, deep divers. What are those? Take off your shoes, deep divers. Now, look at your souls, okay? Place your souls, come and meet me in nature, and place your souls on Mother Nature. This is called grounding, earthing. Now you are connected with who you really are, and now you have found your true soul. Oh, baby. So it starts with that. And once you feel whole within yourself, you will now see your reflection. You will now see your soul mate. Okay? Now, deep divers, how I actually spotted my true soulmate was to realize there is a big difference between love and lust. Between love and lust. You see, love wants to give and lust wants to take. Love wants to give and lust wants to take. Every single day, if you want to find your soulmate, deep divers, to know it's them, say, can I give to this person without counting the cost? Do I just want to enrich this person's life? That's how to know you found your true soulmate. When you just want to give to someone. When you want to be someone else's upgrade, deep divers, okay? When you want to be someone else's upgrade. When you want to help them in their life every single day. Now, you have lust, okay? A lot of people in this matrix don't actually love, they lust, okay? Lust is how to know that is not your soulmate. If you see someone's body and you're like, oh my gosh, look at her body, look at his body, that's cool, that's natural, deep divers, even the cat down the road does that. But there's always something deeper, deep divers, physical connections. Physical connections are so common, but a mental connection, a spiritual connection, an emotional connection, deep divers, a heart connection is extremely rare. What? Slow motion this side. If you have a heart connection with someone, that's how you know you have found your true soulmate. If you have a spiritual connection with someone, that's how you know, deep divers, you have found your true soulmate. If you have a lustful connection to someone, that's not your soulmate, because now you want to take advantage of someone else. realize this. If the heart is in it, that's the soulmate. If the heart is not in it, that's not the soulmate. If the ego is there, that is not the soulmate interaction. Anytime you're with someone and it's just ego, pure ego, that is not the soulmate interaction. When the ego is non-existent, that is the soulmate connection. Because now there is no other. In other words, both of you are becoming one. What? Slow motion this side. Deep divers. Anytime you are with someone and you feel more of yourself, you can do a little samba, baby. You're not embarrassed to speak your heart and mind. You can be vulnerable with them. That's how you know, keyword, vulnerable with them. That's how you know, deep divers, you have spotted your soulmate. Don't let them escape, deep divers. You see, deep divers, it starts like this. Deep familiarity. Anytime you click with someone, instantly you get on your vibe together. That's how you know, deep divers, you have found your true soulmate. The bond is instant. It's like you've known them your entire life, deep divers, like, oh my gosh, I've known you forever, okay? That's how you know, deep divers, that is your soulmate. But anytime you're with someone, even for a long time, and you still don't even know who they are, you're like, who the hell are you? Right? You don't feel any connection whatsoever, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. That's not your soulmate. Now, your soulmate doesn't even have to be in your age range. They could be way older than you, but you feel this heart connection with this being, okay? It could even be an animal. It could even be the cat down the road, deep divers, okay? How to know, deep divers, you have found your one true or many soulmates, okay? It starts like this. If you are always arguing with someone, that's not a soulmate interaction. However, deep divers, if you never, ever hardly argue with someone, that special someone, that's your soulmate. Because the soulmate connection is free of arguing. It comprises of listening, being heard and being seen. It's when two people have learned the art of holding the space, deep divers. How to know, deep divers, you have found your true soulmate. If you can close your eyes, deep divers, and feel them like they're actually here, that's how you know it's the soulmate connection. If you close your eyes and you're like, actually, I don't want to feel this, that's not the soulmate connection. Deep divers, it's all about how you feel and how they feel when both of you connect. I actually spotted my soulmate, deep divers, when there was just this mutual respect, appreciation, okay? Key word, appreciation. Both of you appreciate each other. Both of you realize how fortunate you are to be in each other's presence. Deep divers. Oh, baby. But anytime you are with someone, they treat you like a doormat. They look down on you. They place themselves on a pedestal. And you're like way below them. That's not the soulmate connection. In the soulmate connection, everybody is equal. Let me repeat that. In the soulmate connection, everybody is equal. Now, deep divers, to know that this is your soulmate, okay, what's helped me along my journey? Plain and simple, there is something called gaslighting. And that's what, that's when deep divers, someone says, hey, you're crazy. It's all in your head. You're making this all up. And you're like, no, I'm not. That actually happened, okay? Gaslighting is a form of manipulation. To know it's a soulmate connection, there is no gaslighting whatsoever. They understand, and overstand where you are coming from. 7-day vegan challenge, deep divers.
Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. We are out here in nature, baby. Can you hear that bird up there? That's a good sign. Twin flames. Uh-oh. How to recognize someone's your twin flame. Let's just... Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. I got a question that came in. Ralph, how can I recognize someone's my twin flame? By the way, Ralph, I loved your video on soulmates. It's just that I'm a little bit greedy, Ralph. I want to find my twin flame. Forget about a soulmate, Ralph. Is that you too? You're like, I got my soulmate right now. I found my soulmate. But it's not enough. Oh no, it is not enough. You're not satisfied. You are after your twin flame. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? This is sexology. Water, fire, hot, cold, yin, yang. Daddy's home. We're back. Now, I found my twin flame after going on Google. After a long time. You see, there is a difference between a soulmate and a twin flame. What is the difference, Ralph? A soulmate is your perfect match. A twin flame is your perfect mirror. Slow motion this side. So while we can have many soulmates in different countries, and a soulmate could be your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, a random stranger on the beach, even the cat down the road. Twin flame is your perfect mirror. That's why it's very rare to find, okay? But how can you really know someone is your true twin flame? Did you grow up watching fairy tales, ladies? Are you still waiting for your prince? Yeah? Has he come yet? No. What happened? He got lost. Oh my gosh. Okay. What helped me along my journey to recognize someone's my twin flame? You just click. Have you ever met someone and it's really awkward? That's not your twin flame, by the way. Your twin flame, you have an instantaneous connection. Click. You just click. It's not an ordinary click, like with a soulmate click. It's a click like, oh my gosh, I've known you in different lifetimes kind of click. It's a click. Like, oh my gosh, we can read each other's minds right now, and this is really kind of trippy kind of click. It's a click where you don't even have to speak, but both of you feel each other. Okay? That's one little sign to recognize someone's your twin flame. Nothing is forced. You get off to a great start right off the bat. Okay? You're like, oh my gosh, I just feel you. I just know you. I just click with you. And we aren't even talking. Your twin flame is more than just someone you kiss at night. That's pretty beautiful, right?
They are more than just your lover. Your twin flame is someone who is your best friend. Right now, who is your best friend and your lover and your therapist and someone who massages your toes? Who is going to do that for you? Who can you be yourself around without trying to try too hard? You will never have to force anything with a twin flame. Let me repeat that. Do you like when I say that? Do you like when I say that? Let me repeat that, right? You will never have to force anything with a twin flame. They are your best friend. You can confide in them. You can become vulnerable with your twin flame. You can't do that with anybody else. Like you can do it with them. Like you can tell them secrets. They're not secrets anymore. You can dive deep with them. In essence, you recognize someone's your twin flame when you can have a lot of depth with that person. You have a greater intimacy. The level of intimacy with a twin flame is out of this world. It's like, whoa, my gosh. It's crazy. You see, with an ordinary person, intimacy is kind of, with a soulmate, it's pretty good. With a twin flame, it's like, out of this world. You start flying away. You are so intimate with them, not just in a physical way, in a mental way. You share the same heart space. Slow motion this side, Ralph. Now, it was all good just a week ago. That's kind of like how it is with a twin flame, because your twin flame is your perfect mirror. So they can read you like a book. You can't lie to your twin flame because they are your perfect mirror. They're just like you. To recognize someone's your twin flame, you know by asking yourself, how much does this person teach me about myself? Everybody can teach us about ourselves, but no. Your twin flame is really, 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 really going to teach you about yourself. Oh my gosh, it's time to enroll in class right now. Get your books out. That's right. Your twin flame is your greatest teacher. And sometimes it is beautiful. It can become painful because they teach you and give you the hardest life lessons. Okay, they are teaching you more about yourself. They are your greatest healer too, because they help you work on unresolved issues within yourself. They are highlighting everything you need to work on within yourself. And that's why the twin flame relationship is the most passionate. Uh-oh, wait for it. It is the most intense. Uh-oh, it is the most life-changing. Uh-oh, it is the most beautiful. At the same time, it is the most challenging. Okay? It can become the most challenging because you are seeing your shadow side. They are cracking you open. Like a walnut crack. Oh my gosh, you're looking a bit shaky right now, baby. That's what your twin flame does. They open you up. They shake you up. They stir you up, okay? They make you feel things nobody else can. Nobody else can awaken you like a twin flame can. They help you evolve to a higher level of consciousness. Okay, many times how it works is like this. You can recognize someone's your twin flame when you meet someone and all of a sudden you just click. But also, they start to help you open the doors of perception. They give you a greater perspective on life. They show you what really matters. Like, you could be like, okay, I'm so materialistic. When you meet your twin flame, all of that goes out of the window because you're like, okay, I get it. Right now,
Love is the most beautiful thing in the universe, the most powerful force in the universe. Oh, baby, they turn you into a poet. We ain't even had breakfast yet. You're writing now. Uh-oh, getting really creative. I've never felt like this before, Ralph. What's happened to me? That's what happens when you meet your twin flame. They bring out the best in you. However, they can also bring out the worst in you because emotions are so intense. You see, what's helped me along my journey is to realize this. You see, your twin flame, you can't lose your twin flame. They will never disappear out of your life. However, to recognize if someone's your twin flame, take a pause moment. Doing that, great. Who are you so in love with? And they are so in love with you, same resonance, a sympathetic vibration. Both of you are vibrating towards each other. However, one of you is the runner. Okay, that's usually what happens in the twin flame relationship. And that's how you can really identify your twin flame. It's like both of you are like so good together, but one of you is running away because it's like so intense. One of you can't handle this amount of love. You're like, oh my gosh, did I just land on this Venus, like the love planet? What's happening right now? Okay? It can get really intense. One of you is usually the runner, and that's why a lot of times you know someone's your twin flame when the relationship is usually on and then off and then on again. It's very inconsistent because with a twin flame, it is so intense. It's like an earthquake kind of intense, right? A soulmate is cool, right? They are your perfect match. You just cruise with a soulmate, but the twin flame is like the Holy Grail. When you meet your twin flame, it's going to be profound. It's going to be epic. It's going to be life-changing. And therefore, one of you might start to run away. Come back here. Right? So that's why a lot of people write to me and they're like, Ralph, I found my twin flame. Well, I thought I did. They just ran away, Ralph. Like, that's what happens. Sometimes you may not see a twin flame for a year, 2 years. However, they'll always come back because we ain't even had breakfast yet. They'll get hungry, right? They'll come back because both of you are one. Now, how to recognize someone's your twin flame? You have a deep familiarity. It's what I call the connection at first sight. Love at first sight. The connection at first sight, baby. Like, with a twin flame, to know if someone's your twin flame, like, look at different people in their eyes right now in your life. Just look at them in their eyes and then see how you feel. Are you like, do I know this person? Can I feel this person in my heart space? No, you can't. Go to the next one. Look at them right in their eyes and then feel. Close your eyes. Take a moment to feel. Then open them again and then look them right in the eyes. You see, when you have found your twin flame, you are going to look someone in the eyes who is your twin flame, and you're going to have a flashback moment. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, we have existed in so many past lives together. I feel at one with you. Those eyes look so familiar, baby. Okay? And staring into their eyes, you feel this tranquility, this serenity. You feel at peace. You feel at one with them. And that's how to recognize someone's your twin flame. The eyes don't lie. Say it again, Ralph. The eyes don't lie. Say it again, Ralph. The eyes don't lie. It's in the eyes. That's why in ancient times, they would say the eyes are the windows to the soul. So start staring at people in their eyes. If you can't do it for more than 5 minutes, then they're not your twin flame. Sorry about that. Cat down the road is apologizing to you. 7-day vegan challenge. Now, we're having so much fun with a 7-day vegan challenge. How to recognize someone's your twin flame. Both of you will share the same food diet. I knew my twin flame because they were also eating a plant-based diet like me, stuffing a lot of grapes in their mouth too, and also bringing an avocado to a restaurant just like me. That's my twin flame, okay? So, we think alike because we are one. You both share the same food diet without force. That's essential. Without force. Ladies, fellas, ladies first, you are writing to me like, Ralph, I really love doing the 7-day vegan challenge. I'm really trying to force my boyfriend, my husband, my partner to start stuffing a whole load of grapes in his mouth, but he doesn't want to. He just wants to eat steak all day. And it's okay. That's not your twin flame, by the way, because your twin flame will always have the same diet as you without force. You don't want to force people to change what they are eating. Like, I'm good. I don't want to force anybody to change what they are eating. It's too late for that. With a twin flame, you don't have to force them. You don't have to tell them what to eat. Both of you share the same food language. Okay, both of you are on maybe a raw food journey, a plant-based journey. You're giving each other food tips. And that's why both of you don't mind kissing each other for like 5 hours. Because like, you know what's both going inside of you. It's just grapes. That's like really good. Full of anthocyanins and antioxidants and things like that. Now, how to recognize someone's your twin flame. What helped me along my journey was to realize this. When it comes to being with your twin flame, being in the presence of your twin flame, it's almost as if the world just comes to a grinding halt. The dolphins come out of the ocean and then they just jump up really high, then go back down. They're happy for you, right? Birds are singing for you. Oh, isn't that sweet, right? But the time you spend together, even if it's only a short amount of time before someone else starts running away, before they start running away, it is the most profound time ever spent in your life. You will never forget being in the presence of a twin flame. Let me repeat that. You will never forget being in the presence of your twin flame. So, deep divers, how many times have you met someone you've really liked? But then you're like, okay, fast forward a few months, you're like, oh, I can't even remember what they look like. Uh-uh. With a twin flame, no, that's never happening. You can always remember what they look like. Because even if you only spend a few days with a twin flame, it lasts for an eternity. Slow motion this side. It is unforgettable. That's what you are. You're making me get all Nat King Cole on you, right? That's what a twin flame is, baby. They are unforgettable. Unforgettable. That's how to recognize someone's your twin flame. You will never, ever forget your twin flame, even if you only spend 5 minutes with your twin flame. However, most people, we just forget, right? You can't even remember that person you met last Tuesday. Exactly. With a twin flame, that's never gonna happen. Now, what usually happens in the twin flame dynamic and relationship and how to recognize someone's your twin flame, many times there's something standing in between both of you. Okay, that's why we always expect for twin flames to be together, and that usually isn't the case. Usually we are with our soulmate. People, the twin flame relationship that has manifested, if you've manifested it, you found the Holy Grail, because that is the pinnacle. That is the ultimate. And that can only happen when both people move all of the obstacles in the, they move all of the obstacles out of the way.
Okay. Many times there are obstacles standing in the way of twin flames. Sometimes it's your job. You meet them at a inconvenient time in your life, wrong time, family issues. You're just studying. They've got children already. It doesn't matter. They are your twin flame and you have to work past that. Okay. Once again, a lot of the times there are obstacles in the way of the twin flame reunion. However, if both of you want it enough, you will rise past the obstacles. When both of you put the ego aside to say, actually, these obstacles are nothing compared to our love for each other, then both of you will be together and make beautiful babies who will say, can I get a hello there? Right? The respect is mutual. How to recognize someone's your twin flame? The respect is mutual. I know that whenever you are in the presence of a twin flame, the ego dissolves. You see, many times we meet people and they bring us more into our ego. We feel we have to prove something to someone. To recognize someone's your twin flame, ask yourself, who do I have in my life where I don't even have to prove anything to them? Like, I don't have to try and impress them with how much money I... Actually, I don't have money, right? That's... how much money I have, where I live. You don't have to impress them. What I'm wearing, you don't have to impress them. They will accept you 100% even if you only have a big... Even if you only have a bin bag wrapped around your head and you're butt naked, they will accept you because that's what a twin flame does when no one else will accept you. They will, okay? There is mutual respect. No ego when both of you connect. It dissolves, okay? Both of you deep down are rooting for each other. However, once again, a twin flame connection sometimes is the holy grail, so both of you have to make an extra effort to make it work. How to recognize someone's your twin flame? You don't have to chase a twin flame, even though they are the runner. They will always be drawn back to you. You don't have to force anything that is truly meant to be. That's how to recognize someone's your twin flame. You may not speak to that person for 3 months, but they'll be back. If they are your twin flame, you don't have to speak to someone for 1 year, but they'll be back if they are your twin flame. You could have a little argument. Life isn't perfect, but you will always resolve it if they are your twin flame, because once again, your twin flame is literally you in another time and space. You can never be separated from your twin flame. It's impossible. They are a part of you. You are one. So you never have to force anything. You don't have to chase someone who is truly meant to be in your life. However, realize this, that to really recognize someone's your twin flame and to really make it work, you have to start focusing on what is most important. Okay? Now, you are attuned to each other. You have a resonance. Resonance meaning returning to sound. You are both singing the same song. You both have the same level of consciousness or the same level of awareness. That's how to recognize someone's your twin flame. So where you could meet someone and be like, yeah, my pineal gland, and they'll be like, what are you talking about? Why are you so deep around me, right? That's not your twin flame. Your twin flame is on the same wavelength as you. They are vibrating at the same frequency as you. As you are changing your frequency, they are also changing their frequency. Both of you are aligned in the most beautiful, complementary way. When you are with your twin flame, you feel at one with the universe because you are attuned to them. You don't even have to speak, but you are communicating something to them in the most serene, harmonious way. You feel each other without touching each other. What? Say it again, Ralph. Getting emotional out here. You feel each other without touching each other. Okay? And that's the beauty of it. I met someone on the beach and they're like, yeah, I don't really want to get into a lot of these 3D relationships. I'm only going to get into a relationship where someone can touch me without touching me. Isn't that beautiful? That's a twin flame, baby. It's coming for you. So there you have it, beautiful deep divers. How to recognize someone's your twin flame. They are your perfect mirror. And no matter how far they wander, they will always come back. And both of you, together, will say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Hey. Beautiful deep divers, we are chillaxing in the heart of nature, so smooth, with the birds all around us. Have a beautiful day. We're just, woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy, peace. You! And there she is, twin flame over there. And there he is for you, ladies.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, y'all. Greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Motivational Classroom. I'm your host, Haru. And as you guys always know, we're joined with the Ear family. We got Eternal in the building, and Auntie LJ will be back with us a bit later. I do see that we have a caller as well. I will see if you want to come chime on. I think that's Rain. That number looks familiar. But anyhow, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. I kind of wanted to lighten the load a little bit today, guys, because we have been talking about some heavy shit for the last 2 months, you guys. We've been talking about some heavy stuff for the last 2 months. And, you know, today I just kind of wanted to thank you, Eternal, for sending the Twin Flame and Soulmate, because that actually kind of gave balance to the broadcast that was initially, if Auntie LJ comes back, we'll go that route. But what we want to project today is the soulmate and twin flame relationship, you guys. So I thought it was very important to use Ralph, right, to explain, to kind of, you know, set the stage for what we're going to be discussing here. Because Ralph Smart pretty much said there's a difference between soulmate and twin, and what I'm finding is not many people really know the difference. You know, we're jumping in these relationships not really knowing what we're doing, who we're doing it with, while we're doing it. You know, we're not really understanding or overstanding or even understanding in most cases the divine order and connection, you know, when we attract, you know, these people into our lives. So what Ralph Smart pretty much stated, what did I do with my notes? Ralph Smart stated that a soulmate is a perfect match and a twin flame is your perfect mirror, right? Your perfect mirror. I hope my music's not too loud in the background. Your perfect mirror. So that's interesting, right? So those of you, I don't think many of us are lucky, or do we even always meet our twin flame in these lifetimes? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does one attract a twin flame? So as you guys know, Brother Eternal's with us. Peace, peace, peace to you, Brother Eternal. This is a great, great topic. You actually made a post about this. Peace, peace, Sonny. How you feeling today?
Peace and greetings, brother. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling refreshed. Refreshed and ready to go.
All right. I'm actually going to go to Awakening for my uncle, just speaking on reasons that I passed away. And yeah, just like when we're in different dimensions of like wanting to explain how things go into their own worlds, this actually helps like to know it better versus not know what I'm talking about or going through an experience without, you know, being the person feeling that experience. Saying twin flame or saying even soulmate, it's like if you ever seen Wolverine, like this is a example of Ogun. And what Ogun does is bring out the adversarial side of self. If it's a point of bringing out a sword to cut down the tree branches to make a pathway, this is what that end up becoming. The iron creator, the metal thorgy, what we use metal for, to alchemize. So twin flaming is seeing the opposition of self and, like I said, being a mirror and seeing how that mirror reflects, and so much that the mirror can show extremes. And that's why I like being the difference between why would one want to go so far into learning the extreme other side, you know, and it could be so much that it burns you out or dries you out or overwatered, you know, or over earthly. And so there's a point of learning how to balance out of those, knowing what twin flames do. And so if twin flames can actually adjust to being soulmates, it can be a difference in variations. So this is just like, well, Goon, he didn't just come in to want to take over something. He realized there was a point of he has to now have a heart for it. Like, he started in with rape. And what most of us don't know is, like, our mentality is also in that same aspect, that we could be the idea of what a flower can be coming out of the ground. And so the virtue of Oya, which we know as the wind, giving us this energy of wanting to even have the balance to fight the masculine and feminine, but the feminine being in reflection first, to see how foundation really overcomes everything else first. So it's a circumstance of energy and the chi.
Mm-hmm.
And the chi as the breath. The breath is like how the chi can gives you more energy of what wind does. So when we talk about the point of how your twin flame can be a mirror, that's one thing. But as a soulmate, like, that's being like what basically Oshun can actually give you a connection of the higher of your chakras, the where Oshun represents the orange and the yellow. So if you think about Oya, Oya represents more in the red or the pink. And so this is the point of how we're still connecting. And then, of course, the green being Ogun. So you're knowing if you're in between these worlds, you have to know about Eshu or Legba. Or if I wanted to come out of all of those, I could say Tahuti. Tahuti will teach you how to become a teacher to yourself. That's why we say the. The is like the beginning of the word. But at the same time, the is Taha. So Tahuti, Tahuti. So we say the Jahuti. So we say Jahuti like the hut. So as Tekken and Tekken, these are how we are taking words and still have T-H and E as a silent. These are houses. Every house we're given is coming through like the symbolic three or trinity, the left and the right extreme of the house, and then there's a center to your house. Now, of course, you can say, I'm not grasping anything he's saying. However, we are grasping everything because it comes from all different forms. That's why formula is form you and la, like land. The land is the land and the air connection. So when you say form you, you can hear the word, but you also can see yourself in the word. That's why the is a Tahuti aspect. We are learning the eye of seeing, the open. So when you're open with all words, it's an O with pen. P-E-N. So E-N is also I-N, an energy. So your inerted energy is inertia. So once you're knowing that, it's like fire. Everyone has a fire or flame inside themselves. So as the fire is a twin, you can see the extremities coming from one end to the other. Like, I could think with my head, which will interlock you with thinking with your root. Yet at the same time, is it just that we have extreme root and head going on and no solar plex, no throat chakra? The communication could be off. The third eye is not even catching on, because I can give it to you from your eye vision or give it to you from a physical vision. You're like, what are you talking about? I don't get it. The communication. So it's like, is it a soulmate energy? So once the soulmate energy is, a soulmate will know more of what we call it, just like saying fire, earth, air, and rain, spirit. These are the first fear, but then fears when it's S. So the fears are from the head to your heart to your hips. How many different fears do we have? And they come from your head, if you ever look at the chakras from a lotus point of view, you get an idea of what I'm speaking of, because I'm looking at it right now. I should be like taking pictures. But it's like looking at the way you should be looking at yourself is a portal. And so because we're living off of portals, we have to show ourselves interacting as what fires Jack and the candle, Jack jumping over the candlestick. What was that infiltration about? It was basically saying knowledge, but that was like saying jumping over his flame. But not knowing his twin flame is like saying not knowing your soulmate from your twin flame. Now, of course, they could be the same. It's just the idea of how did they create to be developed to be that way. It's just like chakras. There's not it's not one chakra, but then it could be one chakra. So it's like the oneness and all in one. This is what Ogun represents. You are infinite, and yet as infinite, you come from the one. You're in this connection. So what is it about? It's like learning yourself not only by the zodiac sign, learning yourself by the numerology, learning yourself by what color complexion you probably play on yourself every day, or how you might mix it up and what person mix it up with you on the same aspect, to how your environment is when you have a conversation with one another, the social to the social way of how we've been speaking to each other. So the communication, major thing. And that's why the throat is that fourth chakra. And it's important to know that, because even if we would say, I want to know my twin flame, I want to know my soul partner, I want to know that soul flame connection, is going to be how the throat makes that decision. We're going to have communication based off of our language, which is pathos, logos, and ethos. And because of that, it's always been a trinity in everything we do. So if we're looking at what helps us on the educational level, spiritual level, and of course the mental level that helps us learn all of these principles, is going to be based on your throat. Are you going to know what to do with your throat when the head is, like they call it, disattached? Because are you going to listen to your heart? Are you going to listen to your hips? Because, you know, your root is where the hips are at. And so as a twin flame, some of the twin flames, when they run into knowing your energy, they know how to play it. And so now you don't know if you should put all your fire in there, because now you're burning your fire, or you're putting all your water in there. And now you feel like it's an overflow because they're putting too much water in your cup. And you're like, wait a minute, I don't want all that water. So now you got to know how you balancing, if you have a mirror effect, how much water should you put in these cups so both of them stay balanced, or fire, or air, or earth. So now material, how much are you going to be into material world with this being? How much are you going to be in the spiritual world with this being, where they're going to balance? Because when it becomes a soulmate is going to be more or less, I see what's going on, and I know how I can apply to you, and not like I'm taking away from you. And you wouldn't have to say it. The person probably heard you say something, and they brought you a drum. You're like, yeah, dang, I didn't even ask you to buy this for me, but what? How do you even think about it? And he's like, I heard you, you know, we was talking, and you know what I mean? So it's like a point of they really are getting more intimate to that next level of communication, not just at one level. There's various levels towards it. Now, like I'm saying, I'm not disagreeing with twin flame being a soulmate. That can actually happen. It's just how do they work it towards it happening? Because there is extremes with the twin flame aspect.
Interesting. You know, I would have to admit that when it comes to, I was lucky to have the twin flame aspect, but it kind of, you know, it was, I think you made a statement of, let me go to the exact statement, because it was something that was like spot on. You said, if not one can burn out the other or both in twin flaming, and soulmate, you know how to stop any unburning overburns. So, so yeah, and you know, I I would just say that this is just interesting to just learn and know as you grow. You know what I mean? I reflect back on, you know, the twin flame relationship and just everything that you just said. So I'm just kind of like in a moment of observation. You know what I mean? So I didn't know, just on the Orishas, I didn't know that I've been saying that Oya was water this whole time. No one corrected me. But Oshun is water. I had to go look. Oshun is water. And Oya is wind. I got it now.
And you got Yamaya, who's the ocean that brings that water together. So it's like you see the oceans of oceans connection. You know what I mean? And then when it comes down to the waters, like, to explain it from water to extra water, there's a deeper part to the water where we get Olokun. Olokun would be the darker, deeper part of the bottom of the sea. So it's like this difference of how to explain feminine and masculine without actually calling a man a woman. And at the same time, there is principles to what those characteristics showed you. You know, how are we when, you know, because if you look at it from fire, earth, air, and rain, fire would be a representation of the prince. It's a fire. So it's like saying you're a man, but you're not grown yet. You're just a man. So now only way you can become masculine is to know your principles. Then you become man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how you manifest. So the next level to manifest is become manifestation. So now it's coming to a nation of other things that you're doing, other principles. So now once you become how man is no longer a boy, is how the boy was really a boy in the water that was just bobbing. And that's why we become apples, and they bite on the apple, which represents apply apple. It's the A-P-P-L-I and the A-P-P-L-Y. That's the manifestation of changing the I to a Y. The words became a spell. That's why we're still in a spell until we start seeing what we're spelling out, spilling out, and still slipping out. Slip is still a word to spell. It's just without an L. The L's are the connection. You're an E-L just as much as you're a regular L. But to tell yourself is to change the L to yourself. Reverse it. See it as a 7. It's a balance. We've been in a balance to unbalance ourselves. So now when you want to see checks as balances, you see why your income and your outcome don't match. Once you match it, though, like a lighter to a match, it's a match. See, these words are just nothing but wordplay in ourselves. So now that we know it's just what well is. Water is a well. So that's why we say welcome. You're welcome. Whenever we give something, we'll say, you're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. So you know you're come as a come, because they got different ways, circumstance and circumference, these words that come has been a muck to this other word of what we look at ourselves to be. So we can't be shiftless. The word now has been how we call it the Zip Coon and the Jim Crow. This is why these words come back from high self and lower self. But it's from the higher crown self to the lower root self. And when it becomes that as the issue, is why the twin flame also feels like they get burnt out. Because we do burn out things. It would be like from the root going real fast with it and just, oh, this happened, everything happened too sudden, and then, man, I can't stand none of this. So it's like from beginning to like, oh, I loved it. Wait a minute, it's overbearing. I can't, you know what, stop saying you love me. You know, it's like, why stop? Because you're like, you're doing it every few seconds. Like every day, like I can understand everything. But now it's like, can we just space? We need some more space. Now you want to put space in what you just had. It was so close and you were mushy and you was clingy and you was holding all each other. And you, man, we could stay together for it. And you're like, wait a minute, how long should I be doing this? Because I got to get back to work and I got some bills to be paid. Wait a minute, hold up, my mind ain't, am I functioning right? Am I getting up on time? Oh, man, I'm messing up. I'm getting up late. So it's like, what do you put yourself into to say, is it a sacrifice? Is it a worship? Is it sacrilege? Because that's what sacrifice ends up being. But now it's the ultimate word. Is it that you're honoring? It's going to always go back to that. It's always my eye going to slap you in the face. You'll be like, you ain't balanced, so slap. You're like, oh, snap, what's going on? Okay, wait a minute. I need balance. And that's where the throat come right back in. Grab you by the neck and you're like, choke you out a little bit, make you wake up. You're like, okay, wait, I need some air. The air is between the green to the blue. But at the same time, you have to get the yellow to match with that blue to get the green. That's how that works. And it's like this from the color scheme. You know, primary, you know, secondary color. Yellow, red, and blue. And the in-betweens are intermediate colors. So this is where the purple comes from. This is where the green comes from. This is where the orange comes from. So when we know about what I'm saying about Oya, because really think about Oya being a pink. How you get pink? Pink comes from the red and the white. So if you get the power of the white, right, the pure, the innocent, and the passion, you got pink of red. When you put the red in there and it changes, but that's white, you know. But if it's too much red, it's just going to be red or darker red. I mean, a lighter red or certain things like that. So if you're in the, you know, I can speak to you because, you know, you've been working with art. So working with the paint is working with your art mind. Your mind is now the crown chakra. How are you going to express yourself from the crown chakra all the way on down through the colors without saying, oh, I'm going to just use black and white and everybody's going to get what I'm saying? Because, you know, back in the day, they gave it to us black and white so that you get stuck in the gray and not know what it means. But gray is the most matter. And as I said it to the young brother today, I was like, bro, you got to know that's the most matter right now. Gray. You're in the gray. So now, how do you in the grave? How do you see gravy on your food? How is it gravity when you walk around? I mean, isn't it that you get in the car and you can move on air? It's just rubber that's holding you in metal. So it's like, what is it that's keeping us in our kilometers of speed when we speak about it? To a point where you know how a soul, to a soulmate, can give you more solar energy. Because once you get past that third chakra, it's that three flames of fire, right, that gets you into your solar plex chakra. So now all the other stuff can start formulating your heart. And now you're into your throat. You can communicate better. And, like, wherever you go, you got different communicational levels. You can speak to a Hindu person, or you can, you know what I mean? It's like you're going, whoever you want to speak to, you can speak it. Now you're like, okay, now you're into your third eye, because now you know if there's a criminal or not a criminal, and, you know, all these other, you ain't got to think of criminal. You can say, this person a human, and I'm going to just go right through them. And you're like, oh, this person not a human. All right, I'm just dealing with the way I got to deal with them. So now you're going to your third, crown chakra. When you get into your, from your third to your crown chakra, you're actually saying, I'm connected to everything that's out there, even if they are a roach or whatever that is on the earth.
And yeah.
So this is where the soulmate starts seeing you like that.
Powerful. You know, as you were speaking, you know, I have to admit, there was a grave time in my life to where I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't, I'm not going to say that I have it together now, but I truly have to openly admit that, you know, at times I feel as if I don't know how to have healthy relationships, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, even now, you know, like my last one, you know, it's just, it's egotistical. Like, I find it to be egotistical a lot. But, and the reason why I'm sharing this is because I feel that a lot of us are in these type of relationships to where we're always fighting and we're always battling, and we think it's love and we think it's harmony. And, you know, we've been trained to, you know, think that it's okay. You know what I'm saying? So just to get to everything that you're talking about and that you're expressing, you know, was there ever a time in your life to where you felt you were not in, like, a healthy space to project? And if so, how did you learn? I want the men to hear this. How did you learn to get to a space of harmony, to even understanding the science of how this all flows?
It's the idea of grabbing instruments. It's the idea of going away for a second. It's the idea of doing what they call hibernation, because just like what they hear, when you was hearing about twin flame, they were saying, you're going to be either the runner or the one that stays there.
Yeah.
And yeah, they say, if you see it twice, it's best to run. Otherwise, you'd be like caught by the lightning, just hit you twice, and you're like, you're waiting for the third one. What's going on? You like getting hit by lightning? So it's like a point of saying,
yeah,
get to a point where if the environment isn't right, go find an environment that you're right in. And then when you come back, you'll see what you can help in either in that environment or it is what it is about the environment. You know, and then not only what's in the environment, the people that's in that environment. So now it's up to them as choice when they see you do these different, like, it's like the attempts to make it off the land and you just like Gilligan on the island. How do you get off the land if you're already on it? You know what I mean? So it's a point of how are you able to have space even amongst self? You know what I mean? And where's boundaries at? And how do we respect these things that so much that when it's time for, let's say, the tree to grow, do you actually give it time, the tree to grow, when it's time to get apples off the tree? Do you take all the apples off the tree or you leave some of the apples on the tree so you can have some for tomorrow? The idea of knowing how to nourish self just as much as nurture self, we have to know about nature self. So if you don't have the natural self in you yet, it starts to become this evil monster that's stirring up in your body. And I don't care what kind of religion you're in, you'll say, oh, I'm in my religion. I can use that whenever I'm having a problem. Nah, that's, what I'm saying is that's been also the scapegoat that we've been using to say, okay, well, then I can eat the wrong foods and I'm going to just go into religion. They're going to solve the problem. Or like most people who end up going to jail, when they go to jail, they can use religion to get out of the problem. We're not using crutches. This is not about using a religion to become a crutch towards it. It'll be enough. You're a crutch. It's a crutch towards you. So now, what is it that we're putting to ourselves to make it us? Like, how are you putting your higher vibration out to yourself? You have to go out and reach. You have to pull through yourself. Is it growing into yourself, growing up yourself, and getting through it? So you got to grow through yourself in order to grow out of yourself. And that's like just what clothes. Sometimes you might be rocking the wrong clothing for a long period of time. You're like, wow, this clothing make me feel like this. My brother Seven Bomar, he said, don't use blue jeans. And I was thinking about it. I was like, wait a minute. Don't use blue jeans. I'm like, wait, what's wrong with that? Like, I've been rocking blue jeans since I was, wait a minute. Do I remember any, as you remember, any indigenous people wearing jeans?
No.
I remember, I remember when I was in school, there was like, if you're wearing, like, well, I'm working at as a school, they were saying if you're wearing denim jeans at any of the time, they'll send you back home unless it's on a Friday, you can wear denim jeans. I'm like, wait a minute. They done put a whole little rule on jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, why is this so important? Because it's so fictional, it's non-fictional. And it's like, oh, this would make sense. Since that's what Lee is L backwards. So whenever you're using the lean jeans, you're basically saying, I'm done with my style of my culture. I'm going out of that because I'd rather be into this realm. I'd rather be into the worldly, do the worldly functions of that world. And that's where this comes from. So it's just like, how much is it that one is going to come out of themselves, become themselves so they can see a better self? So going back to nature is the main thing. Step back and see yourself. Whenever you're feeling like there's a problem, you know, step back, look at the painting. You know what I mean? Like, are you putting too much paint on it? Is it pain in the paint? Because if it's pain in the paint, it might add too much over this and over that. And you're like, wait a minute, I add too much color into that. Going all overboard. Let me step back and look back at it again and give it a moment, you know. And then if you feel like when you get up, you had a stretch and whatnot, you're looking at it, you see it from a different point of view, you might have to lay it down on the ground, pick it back up, turn it sideways, looking on the other side, and you're like, okay, wait a minute. I can make it five-dimensional where nobody even knows. Like, wait a minute, I'm a Mozart on this sucker. Matter of fact, I'm going to start putting some glow-in-the-dark on this sucker, so now it's really on popping.
Mm-hmm. Exactly how it goes. You know, what I'm finding, you know, it your phone's breaking up.
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I was just saying that, you know, even as you're talking, you know, it's like all of this brings you back to you. Like, there is no escaping. I don't care what we do, what we try to do, how long we try to do it. But, you know, just to kind of add to the healthy relationships, I'm learning now, you know what I'm saying, admittedly, that I didn't know how to have a healthy relationship, all right? So admitting that as a man, right, and then growing to an aspect of growing into an aspect of learning how to have healthy relationships, but yet having a healthy relationship with myself first. So a lot of meal exercising, a lot of self-talk, a lot of, you know, a lot of accountability, self-accountability. Since they used to say all the time, you know, be sure that you're not lying to yourself. He's a stickler in there, you know, like, are we lying to ourselves, y'all? When the camera's off, the lights are out, are we lying to ourselves? So having a healthy relationship with yourself, because I corrected myself by saying instead of finding love, going out here trying to find love, spent 20, 30 years trying to find love. But what about attracting love? What about if all of this time we had been attracting the vibrational essence in which we were on in that particular moment?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, because you put an attraction towards what you wanted, but then it's like getting a car. Like, you wanted a car, but now you got a car with four wheels and, you know, and the tire on the third basically has a low traction on it. It's about to pop, and you didn't know you had a stick shift, and the AC don't work, and you're like, God dang it, and you try to turn on the radio. Radio don't work. The back speaker messed up in the back. You're always fading out, fading in. You're like, I think you would buy a car or buy a problem. So now you bought a problem versus buying a car. So now you're like, okay, wait a minute. Let's just back up. Put this car on the side and start walking because I felt better when I was walking. So it's a point of how do you see yourself get into your, because you're going to find even when you're at your lowest point, you still can be humble. And those are the rules that you apply to yourself. You know, don't get to a point where you hurt yourself and go over the marker of yourself where you don't honor yourself when you're doing whatever that is. Because if that's the key to why you're not doing it right, then this is why you're not honoring what you're doing. You feel weird about it. You know, your spider sense tingling will always kick in. That's why it's always where the solar plex going on down through your third chakra. Like, if these three chakras from the view building up, like, we just go to work. After we go to work, you know what I mean? After we get off work, we eat, do our principles, and then we go back into working again, getting stuff, building stuff up so we can work. But when we go from that solar plex energy coming from the work, learning your sacral, what's sacred? What do you think about? You know what I mean? So is it your emotional level? How much energy are you using? Is it passion? Are you being spiritual? So, and then your root, how much are you into balance? Do you spend time near water? You know what I mean? And you get a comfort zone. Where's your comfort zone? Because you got to get out towards it. You know, are you stretching? Do you do any type of stretching? Would it just be one little stretch to a whole bunch of stretches? You know what I mean? So, like, if you really want to balance yourself, is learning your root before you say, oh, I want to get with you. Oh, I love you. Oh, man, I can't stand you. Where ain't that from? You love me this minute ago. Hey, you can't stand me. Man, what are you, a fire sign? Now I got to learn your element? So it's like, then you start learning that the communication is why they're speaking. What are they speaking through? Are they speaking through their third eye? They started off with when they saw your imagination, the perception, you know. Is it the consciousness that got you in the third eye level? You know what I mean? Or was it that divine part, the crown? They saw you from your head to your feet, you know, aspect. So when they started the crown, they fully felt like you were connected as the source. So what type of balance is it? You know what I mean? Is it your intentions of being at its highest when you're speaking about balance? Is it how your stillness and your silence just as strong as, you know, your movement? So, like, this is why it's important to, if you have twin flames, you give them stones and you say, here, take this, you know, that way it'll better enhance whatever that is. So you won't be like, oh, we burnt each other out. Well, I gave them some crystals or some stones so they could chill off of that. Like, it'll be on me like that. They're going to be sitting there over there going in that stone or something. So now they can actually fix it themselves. Because we're looking at, oh, I love you, and I love you, and I love you. And like, man, I'm tired of saying I love you. Stop saying I love you. You're saying it too much, you know. But it's like, you probably haven't heard it so long, and it took a finally somebody to see you and be like, oh, man, oh, I love you. Like, oh, man, I love you too, man. I love you, man. I love you, man. I love you, man. I love you. Hey, man, stop it. All right, well, still. So it's like at a point where what's the breaking point? And where you find a soulmate, they kind of like, they know how to pull back too. It ain't going to be just all up in your eyes like a little dog to see you every time 5 seconds. You're like, wait a minute, dog. As you came in the room just a second ago, now you leak me and get all over my leg and stuff. We got hair, dog hair. Okay, I'm good. Thank you, dog. It was beginning, I was like, yeah, the dog loves me. It's a good attraction. I didn't know if the dog liked me or not. I came in your house, and the dog was little like he was going to bite me. But instead, the dog happy, and I'm happy too. But then when the dog licked you 5 or 7 times, you just washed your hands, came out of the bathroom, you're like, man, look, this dog got to stop licking me like that. I got to get out of this room, too much hair on me. I can't take it no more. Your dog was cool in the beginning. It's all over the place now. I can't take it. So it's a point of how much mm-hmm. are we even to our attraction? Do we like, all right, let me calm down. I know you in the room. We just can't burn each other out. So now how do we look at it? It's emotions and not get mad when your attention is not towards that fire. You know, like, oh, I was in the room the whole day. You weren't looking at me. What? This is probably work. We're working. Whatever I was doing. It's like, so now how much are you focused on even the entertainment, your outside mm-hmm. education, the level of where is it to where that can be a balance. So this also applies with the herbs. Are we using herbs to change it up? Are we eating different foods? And what they said about twin flames, they end up eating the same foods. So if we're not twin flames, you find out, it'll be like mainly because you probably thought you were twin flames, and it'll be like even worse than a twin flame because you thought you were twin flames. And that could be even worse because now you will be burning each other out because you want to match and y'all don't match at all. And now you're putting in things that really ain't you. You're just doing it for the connection. Like, oh, I'm there. I'm swimming just like you. See me? I'm swimming. But then it's doing like the dog laughs the whole time, and you over here doing like swan moves and stuff like that. And you're like, wait a minute, you really swimming? You about to drown up in here.
Mm-hmm.
you know, got to be at a level at where you're saying, okay, good, this is moderation. Because if you're swimming when someone's faster, then you got to be like, all right, well, where are we going to meet at the world? Both of us can swim. We both can accommodate each other. Where, like, I'm not taking too much away from you. You're not taking too much away from me. And that's where the soulmate starts to connect that, as knowing the soul essence of what that is about you, your mission. What is your vision? Everyone has a vision and a mission, just like they say for a business. We just got to know how we're matching in those aspects so that way when you do use your fire as a match, you see how the twin flame can be a point where it's beneficial versus non-beneficial. Like, you can go out and have fun. However, when the fun is done, it's enough. Enough is N-U-F, as in F-U-N. So that's why we got to see our words forward, backwards, in and out, because people say they want to be romantic and have Rome in their life, but they didn't know Rome is like the telephone, didn't know they were telephoning themselves. So a telephone is tele, but a P-H with one. So that's when P-H-I is the energy, how you fire yourself, defy yourself.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and see. We had a caller, 917-435, 917-435, that you want to slide through, hop in here. Jump in this conversation, 917-435, or are you just listening? All right, so 917 is just listening. All right, cool, y'all. So for this broadcast, you guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. I mean, this was a great conversation, guys. It's just for, you know, again, this is all going to bring you back to you. You know, how are you having a relationship with yourself first? And then that attraction frequency would definitely boomerang back to you. You know what I mean? But in that, guys, like, the science of it is a science to be explored by oneself. And I promise you, it's beautiful. Alchemy, you know what I mean? Just all of that, you know what I'm saying? So as you guys know, I do oracle pulls for particular topics at times. And I do have a relationship deck, and I wanted to pull from the relationship deck today. What deck is this? It's called the Enchanted Love Tarot. That's this particular deck. Anyhow, the Nine of Gems, right? The Nine of Gems is and I pulled it upright. And this is about independence, right? So your love life will soon improve dramatically if you work on becoming or simply appearing independent, free, and self-reliant. Get out into nature world, get out into natural world and enjoy pleasant outdoor activities with a loved one. If you're looking for love, you may find it outdoors. Learn about your body and how Mother Nature provides all it needs, all is needed. Trust your health as your greatest wealth. Emphasize your best physical attributes. Develop a strong sense of yourself. You will achieve success if you stick to your plan. You have accomplished a lot. It is now time to harvest the fruit. So, you know, basically, guys, enjoy life. Enjoy life. Enjoy yourself. Get out with friends. And, you know, it's funny because I'm going on a paint date tomorrow with a great friend. And she told me, you need to get out more. And I was resistant when she said it. I was like, no, I don't, you know. But really, you know what I'm saying? Like getting out more, enjoying life, you know, with a friend or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And just when we build these type of things, we never know what's going to happen. But solitude is great. Being humble is great. You know, in your cocoon or whatever. But are we like too confined? You know what I'm saying? That we forget Mother Nature. We forget how to have fun. We forget how to enjoy life. We even forget how to date. You know what I mean? So independence, upright, Nine of Gems from the Oracle deck. If you guys want a reading for yourself, guys, you can definitely contact me. I do readings. Auntie LJ, she does her sessions, and Eternal also does his sessions as well. Everything that you're going to need is on our website. And Eternal actually does custom jewelry as well, so get with him. Eternal is very gifted in his craft with his hands, y'all. So get with him. Go to our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Everything you need is on the website as far as our contact information to get in contact. You go to meet the team, and everyone's there. You know what I'm saying? And what they do is there. Just explore the website, guys. Familiarize yourself with the website. There are new items coming to the website. I'm going to start painting, and I'm going to start putting them on the website just to see. And they're going to be for donation, guys. You know what I'm saying? Just no set price or nothing like that. I don't really want or need the money. You know, it's just I want to kind of explore me painting and then giving it to people to see how that works. I don't know. It's an idea. I've been painting a lot, and there is no more room on my walls. There's no more room on my walls, y'all. I've been painting so much, and I still got canvas stacked up that I haven't even painted yet. So I have definitely embarked a great muse that I didn't even know. My whole 37 years, guys, I never would have thought that painting would be on my forefront. Never. I mean, not even a question. Painting? What? I don't know how to do that.
You fired, bro.
I didn't know how to do that.
You got that.
I didn't know how to.
Man, that's
Eternal.
That's on and popping, bro. I mean, you pulled that out, bro.
Man.
Like,
yeah. For one, to commend you,
not only to graduate from one step up to when we saw admiration, like I said before, it started with black and white. So it was pencil drawing. before it became pen, before it became marker, before it became, you know, paint. So to have the paint down pat is like, that's the next level beyond that. So there's levels to, like, art. Art that has so many extremities that you could be like, wow, I did that? You're like, yeah, you did that. So, bro, like,
yeah,
go ahead and pat yourself on the back and that joint. Like, what? That's fire, man. Just keep it going, bro.
Yeah.
Keep it going. It's like, it's the wheel.
Yeah,
keep wheel turning the wheel.
So, you know, to the world, you guys, we never know, you know, what we have like dormant inside of us. You know, those things that we say that we can't do, that we're never going to do, you know, that we push under the rug. What if those particular things are your greatest gift? What we resist, what if that is your greatest gift? You know what I mean? Just what if? So I want to leave everybody with, just think about it. What is within you? What is the dormant aspect, you know, things that you've been shutting out? You know what I'm saying? Just kind of resurrect that and just kind of reevaluate and just take a look to see if you missed something. And I just want to share with you guys how I did it. I went to the Reunion Tower here in Dallas. There was painting. I went with a friend, and I painted, but the painting was like real sloppy and real messy. But it was still beauty. And even the painting that I showed you, Eterno, as far as my ancestors, that one was messy too. So two messy ones, but they're really, they were actually my best work because I didn't judge it. You know what I mean? I didn't judge it. I just flowed, and I allowed whatever was within to come out. So that's key, guys. You know, just do that for yourself. You know, whatever is buried deep, deep, deep within you, you know what I'm saying? Just have a second look. There goes the silence.
Yeah.
Just have a second look. And what if that is your greatest gift, you guys? So thank you.
Oh,
this
good.
Has been a great broadcast. This has been a great broadcast, guys. As far as relationships to close, you know, guys, the most important relationship is going to be with yourself. And I don't want to say that as a cliche, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of times we just say it like, oh, yeah, you know, cliche, healing. You know, we look at this spiritual lifestyle as a fad, you know what I'm saying, and this is not a fad, guys. This is a way of life, you know what I'm saying, so we have to take this seriously. So the best relationship you're going to have is with yourself. So build that first before we are so quick to jump external and looking for it outside of ourselves. Build it with you first, and then it will attract to you. All right, guys. Peace and love. EnhancingAwarenessRadio.net. And Eternal, go ahead and take us out.
And the energy of the chi, how much breath do we really have for one another? That you give space, and space is right in front of you. So much space is that it goes out into the universe, the galactic, the omniverse, the omniscient, omnipresent. To be omnipotent is just only to say it was omnipotent. We might have been impotent by not knowing our fractions are nothing but a whole to the wholeness. So when one says, I'm better than you, it's only because they've advanced, not that they're better. You just know what advanced is, an advancement. How do you mince what you say when you advance? There'd be a circumstance for that. Once you see extremes, they're both sides. Even if it was to be twinning, do you see your soul as a mate? Do you know what you match for ma'at? Ma'at and mate is the same. That's why we call it meet. It's great to meet you, ma'at. Ma'ati to mathematics. So ma'ati shall be what we call ma'ak haru. So when one knows ma'ak haru, they know their whole balance of self as her and you, as that feminine and masculine being who you are, as the balance of self. The balance of self is knowing how to be achieved. Achieve your breath, your inner thought, your outer thought. How does life show you different frequencies? You have to become it. It's not clear. So that way you can play yourself versus having yourself feeling like you got played. I say, oh, respect.
grow. Life is such a beautiful mess and sometimes it gets out of control. But the beauty I see in you is worth more than diamonds and gold. I never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. But life gave me warts, I took my time to shower your soul. I hope flowers would grow. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. I stay by your side through the highs and moderate lows. Life is such a beautiful mess and sometimes it gets out of control. But if you water the seeds of pain with love, flowers will grow. Whatever you choose to do in life, play a positive role. Always chase the sun and sunflower your soul. I've never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. The beauty I see in us is worth more than diamonds and gold. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. When life gave me water, I took the time to shower your soul. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. When life gives you water, help her grow. Help her grow. Help her grow. Gives you water. Help her grow. Help her grow.